Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, California and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it's the Coast to Coast Show. Ebony Ivory with Andy Kimball and Lloyd Booker. Sydney and Ivory, welcome aboard.
Anyway, you there?
I'm here.
This is Cornell no. Butler, not Lloyd Booker. This is Cornell.
No, this is Cornell Butler. That was the computer is an error, man. I tell you that, man. So how does it feel to you show your test? Huh?
Yeah, I'm in my. It feels wonderful. I'm driving on the 110 highway in Los Angeles, California, and got a studio in my car. This is Andy Kimball. We have Cornell Butler. We're going to be joined in just a couple minutes by none other but the great Joe Richmond. It's always a pleasure to have Joe back on the show. And what's also a pleasure is we have so much cool news, so many things we can talk about today, because all we're being inundated with is indictments of Donald Trump and the election and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton still and all these things and Iran and Russia and Iraq and all these things happening. And just to have a refreshing, uplifting show, talking about sports, talking about some amazing accomplishments, and we're going to get Joe on the show in just a couple of minutes. But I want to tell everybody it's a pleasure to be back here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes, and don't forget the Blue Coast, they're the champions.
That's right. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes, but I want to let everybody know that this is the Andy Kimball Show, and in case you're wondering where my wife Amanda is, we're still doing great, and we just got complicated schedules. We had to skip a bunch of shows, and as COVID got behind us, we went back to our normal jobs in the music biz. We found it more and more difficult to be able to an 8-hour time difference between our Los Angeles studios where she is in the UK. We found it just increasingly difficult to get together on a steady schedule. So it's the Andy Kimball Show. And Amanda will be joining us from time to time as a guest when she can. I look forward to that as well. But we got the Andy Kimball Show. And for those of you who have been following us know that we've been doing a whole lot of music. And it's been really wonderful. Really some great shows with some great guests and great musicians. And we're going to keep that going as well. But in the interim, hey, you got me, you got Cornell, and you've got Joe Richmond. So let's go ahead and show you hit the right button here in my auto, in my studio, in my car. And get Joe on board here. Hey, do we have Joe Richmond on the line here on the Andy Kimball Show?
Yo, what's going on, Ant?
What's
how
up,
you
Joe?
Feel?
Bro.
Yo! Oh, man, I miss my girl. Tell Amanda I miss her.
I
well,
know.
Listen,
I
what's
know.
Up, Joe?
Yeah, man. Yeah, maybe Amanda can join the show.
thank you guys for having me. Thank you for having me.
How are
thank
you? How you doing?
Man, I am so, it has just been so amazing, man. 10 years in the G League, and we finally got that elusive championship, and the Delaware Blue Coats are now the 2022-23 NBA G League champions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That is very, very cool.
Thank you. What's going on?
What is the tell us about the lead up to the championship in the finals. Who's the team they beat?
Oh man, so you know it was a repeat. It was a repeat of Rio Grande, Houston Rockets G League affiliate. You know, the year before they beat us,
right.
And it was so crazy because they won the game on their turf, and it was the best. So they won the game on their turf. Then they came and beat us on our turf to win the championship. So we turned around and did the same thing to them. They came to us, and we went to Rio Grande and beat them on their court for the championship. So it was the reverse. So I'm thinking 2023, 2024 going to be a trilogy hopefully we'll be back in it and meet them again to complete the trilogy. And I mean, but you know, with Mac McClung winning an NBA first time G League player, was invited to a slam dunk contest and with Mac McClung beating that, we just rolled that wave. We just had so many guys. I'm just drawing a blank right now. I'm just so excited, but we really put this thing together. Coach Kobe Carl, Shav, JP, Isaiah Fox. We just put an awesome team together. They stuck it out. They stuck through everything. And to get a championship on any level, I tell people that all the time, any level is just a crazy feeling. But to get it on the NBA G League level is just surreal. And for the 10 years that I've been here, I'm truly blown away. I really am.
Well,
congratulations.
We're real happy.
That's
for
amazing.
You. That's a terrific accomplishment. It's been a while, too. It's been a while, right? It's been how many years? 10 years?
Yeah, we've been in existence for 10 years. We transitioned from the Delaware 87ers to the Delaware Blue Coats. In that championship game, Jaden Springer, the Sixers two-way player, Jaden got MVP. We had Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown was back with us. We brought Jared Brownridge was back with us with that veteran leadership back in with us. We had Pat McCall. Pat got three NBA championships, two with the Golden State Warriors, one with the Raptors. So we just had a really, really well-balanced team. Braxton Keys was with the Detroit Pistons. We finally got him back at the near the end for the playoffs. So for him to come back to us and get a championship, it was just so surreal for so many guys. And I'm just beyond thankful of us having that team that we played together, that Prosper and Jameer Nelson put together. And we just hung in there, man. It was not easy. It was not an easy journey at all. But the guys persevered, and here we are, NBA G League champions.
Just fantastic!
Congratulations.
Just fantastic! And I guess you got a bunch of congrats from your parent team, the Philadelphia 76ers, as well, eh? I would imagine.
Oh, and you know this. Man,
yeah.
So once that was over, you know, it was all hands on deck for our Sixers. We came up short. We came up short on that end, but it was a lot of because all the players, as soon as they won a championship in Rio Grande, they had to fly and meet up with the Sixers because Matt got called to the Sixers, Jared got called back to the Sixers, and Lou King got called to the Sixers. So they finished the season on the bench, but they were there. And, you know, we had the great B-Ball Paul, G League MVP the one year he was with us. He was there, Shake Milton, G League a player that was with us. They were on that team. So we had a lot of camaraderie and a lot of people that was pushing and cheering those guys on. And we fell a little short with the Sixers, but you know, I believe we got a solid team, 76ers in the Blue Coats, that we're going to make another run in the playoffs again, going into the next season.
The momentum is there, the strength, the talent is definitely there, and when does recruiting begin? When do they start thinking about, okay, how are we putting this thing? You know, they're going to be absent from players, obviously, for next year, and some things change around. When do they really start looking at the team for the actual dynamics of how the logistics in terms of how they're going to build for next year and do it again? When does that start?
Well, come on, Andy. You know, honestly, it starts the next day.
It started.
They didn't have enough time to enjoy the champagne. They would start the next day, I'm not privy to a lot of movement as far as players and things of that nature. So I'm hoping that we get a Mac McClung back. I'm hoping that we get a Jared, Springer back. We're hoping that we get a Jaden Springer back. I'm hoping that we get a Luke King back. But you know, these guys got agents and they're looking for other opportunities. And you know, we never know how the moves might pan out. Hopefully, you know, we got tryouts coming up in a couple months, and hopefully we'll be looking for some talent, and hopefully we'll find out what talent we get back and things of that nature. So, you know, it is an always fluid door that is just moving, man, and the talent gets better and better every year. And then, you know, you want those guys to get opportunity. One thing about the G League, I always say, you know, is I don't want to use the word curse, but it's a blessing and a curse, because you want the guys to stay here, but you want to see those guys make it to the big league, and you can't fault them. And you know, when you get a championship, sometimes that's what a lot of guys do. They'll go and they'll work hard, and they want to get to the next level. So, you know, but to answer your question, man, the search starts the next day almost, man. You know, and that's for everybody, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's a long season.
Since y'all are the champions right now, do y'all get like special privileges, endorsements, or like other situations when you're not the champion? I mean, the champ, and now that y'all the champion, do more situations happen for the team or anything like that?
Oh, come on, man! Of course, it's just like the Andy Show. Everybody loves a winner. everybody loves a winner, right? That's just like the show, you know what I mean? Everybody, hey Andy, everybody want to be on. You know, when you first start out, you know, when it comes a time where you're chasing something, then there's a time where things are starting to chase you, and that's a blessing for us that other companies want to be a part of what we're doing. They see that we're consistent. They see that we're putting out a great product. They see that we're do everything in excellence. You know, so of course they want to. Now other companies that weren't really thinking about, now they want to jump aboard. They want to partner with us. They want to sponsor with us. They want to be that community partner with us. And those are the things that you love. And like I said, everybody loves a winner, and that's a great thing. The city of Wilmington. The state of Delaware has truly gotten behind us, and it's just been a whirlwind since we won the championship. And, I mean, I think the day we won the championship, the next day we got the trophy, I think I was on Fox 29, like the next day, that morning, WPHL, I'm sorry, 17, the next morning, doing an interview on TV. So everybody loves a winner, man, and I know we put the work in. Just like you have done, Andy, on this great show that you have, you and Dex and Amanda, what you guys have started there, and you just want to keep enjoying that, and you want to show people that, you know, we're only going to get better.
Yeah, that's right. I'm proud to. You know, we have 190,100 followers now around the world, 23 countries. 190,000.
Come on! That's what I'm talking about, baby.
It's like, isn't that something? It's really, and we started, a bunch of musicians looking for something to do during COVID.
Amen.
But anyway, it's worked out real well.
We need some champions to get some endorsements, right?
Yeah. No. Shoot. Yeah. We're getting there for sure.
So,
absolutely.
Yo, I have another question for you, man. Are you still doing the stuff with the children, the kids, or let me? This is a question I really want to ask you. Keeping it real, do that change like when you become a champion? Do you stay humble, or do that make you like? You understand what I'm saying? Like, make you feel like, wow, I'm the shit.
Well, I'm going to throw it right back in your court for using the basketball. Now it's just like the Andy. And I mean, it's just like the show, right? How many times I've been on, and Andy, like, he's like, "Yo, come on, Joe, I need you back on the champ. You're champ now. You come." He didn't, right? He didn't stand pat. He came right back after me. So it just shows you that it don't make. Look, it didn't make. He just said over 100,000, 100,000 around the world. So he didn't stay humble, right? He didn't say it didn't make him not be hungry again. It didn't make him not be aggressive. So
yes.
I'm the same way, right? I'm the same way. I'm from the same mold, right? I'm still hungry, man. I want to do everything I can to bring it back. I want more parents. I want more fans in the gym. I want more families in the stands to witness all this greatness that we have in the gym and on the court that one day they'll see in the NBA.
You know what's so crazy? That reminds me of Markey's song, "You Caught Your Vapors." Damn, it feels good to see people up on. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful, and especially in the midst of everything that's going on politically and in the news these days, that's something just so uplifting and refreshing and wonderful to happen that we can talk about and celebrate. It's just a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? It really is.
And that's the truth, and that's a good point that you brought up about the different affairs that's going on around the country, and we all know that sports was always that escape area for us, and that was that one place where we could all come together, no matter what our differences or things of that nature. And even might have different opinions. Once you get behind that sport team, you know you can rally around it, and the diversity of it is what makes it so unique. You know what I mean? And that's what I think that's what I loved about coming on your show, because it was so much diversity. That is like, yo, I like this. You reach out to so many different people, so many different regions, so many different genders, so many different age. It was just amazing. So when Dex started asking me to come on the show, I was like, man, I couldn't wait, because I couldn't wait to hopefully touch and reach those type of fans that I wouldn't have any other access if not through the Andy Show or your platform.
Sure. We appreciate that. Yeah, it's wonderful. Thanks very much for that. Yeah,
we're a guy like you. A very humble guy, and it makes us feel good, man. And I feel, it's like when Delaware Blue Coast won the championship, I felt like when you won the championship, I felt like we won the championship because you are our friend, you're our bro, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, I know somebody that won the motherfucking championship. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Hey, you know, Andy and Amanda, y'all know y'all family. You guys did all you could, and you guys were there. You were helping me promote it. You were helping me do all those things. You were helping me get my name out there. You were helping me with all the things I was doing in the community. You guys were spreading it out. You guys were asking me to send you flyers. You guys were doing all these things to support. So, yes, it is a championship for you guys. And actually, Dex, I need an address and some sizes so I can send y'all championship gear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're the best, man. I definitely will give you my address, not on the radio. I'll come and pick, you just text me. I'll come and pick it up my damn self.
Yeah, you know what? And then you can ship it out to them. Yes, whenever you come. Come pick up the gear. I'll have it ready. Send me the sizes. Text me the sizes and everything, and I'll have everything put together, and I'll get it to you. And, yo, y'all part of the team, and you'll always be family to me. You guys have always been in support to me, and I appreciate it.
Andy, we got a birthday boy coming up soon.
We do.
Your birthday coming up soon, right, Joe?
Yeah, it always falls on Father's Day weekend, so I get a double bubble. My birthday is Friday, Father's Day is Sunday, so I get to enjoy the whole weekend.
Well, we're going to celebrate your birthday because we're not doing no shows until another week. Happy birthday, Joe, on the Andy and Amanda show, a pre-happy birthday.
All the very best in the year ahead. Absolutely, Joe, absolutely. It's going to be another wonderful year. It's been a great ride, man, this past couple of years. You know, traversing COVID and, lockdown and all that. And we were on the air talking to people around the world, trying to make the world smaller. And as you said, Joe, people of all sorts of political ideologies and so forth. And you get on, have conversations and talk about things and have an intelligent exchange of ideas, and everything works. And everybody has a lot of respect for everybody else. We all, we're all, hey, we're all on the same page. We're on the same planet, going around the same sun, and it's a great ride.
I'll help.
But I'll tell you, we've talked about the team and getting you on the show quite a bit, even when you're not with us. We've talked about you, so you kind of been with us in spirit, even when you're not on the show.
I'm Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, we all put I am honored.
I'm honored to be, like I said, to be able to call you guys friends, to call you family. Right now, me and some of the staff from the Delaware Blue Coats, we run a youth basketball league here in Wilmington, Delaware. It's called the CYBL, the Community Youth Basketball League. And it's just amazing how we've come into this community, and we use that to bridge the communities together, Wilmington and Claymont. They're not that far apart, but we just want to give the kids something positive to do, get them off the streets, get them out the house with some hours and some positive energy. And we've been so fortunate. And our we have a Facebook page. It's Family Legacy Finest CYBL Facebook page. Family Legacy Finest CYBL Facebook page. And if you go in there, it's a private page, but we can allow you and invite you in. And we're just doing some great things, and it's just been an amazing run. And we're just keeping the momentum going from the championship to be back out here in this community and show everybody that we're still.
Yeah, I want to get that web address on our site, Cornell. Let's put that up there.
Yes, just text it to me, Joe, when you get a chance, and I'll send it to Andy.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much. Yes, I will.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, because you're giving us championship stuff, man. That's crazy, man. Thank you. I'm going to rock that every day. And Andy, I'll see yours out next year. Now we're big family, right? You better put on Darth Vader. No, I wouldn't send it out, Andy.
Are we clear?
Yes.
Yes,
we are. We're good now. Yes, we are. We absolutely are. Yes. Anyway, hey Joe. So what's how? You know, I'm here in LA. Philly sports fan, true and true. Phillies, man. How you know? I follow the Eagles, the Sixers, the Philly team, the whole nine yards there. And the Phillies are having a tough start, aren't they?
You know, this interview was going so good right now. You had to bring up the Phillies.
Well, you know,
and I don't want to say nothing to our brothers over there with the Philadelphia Phillies. So, you know, we rolling red right now. To, you know, and I'm a little, you know, I always told the Sixers from the day I got hired that I'm a Philadelphia fan first, an employee second, and I do feel for my teams when they're not doing well. I just don't understand. Right now we are in a rough patch. I believe we have the team to get some things done, and you know, in sports there's always some runs and some low valleys, but you got to fight through that. You got to pitch through that. You got to run through that. You got to catch through that. You got to bat through that. You got to mentally be tough. And I think they're going to turn the corner here soon. I still believe in the management. I think he's the guy that we need, and we need to stick with him, let him do what he's doing. I think we'll turn a corner.
I think, you know, this time last year, no one in their wildest dreams would have ever thought we'd be in the World Series. I mean, in a million, you know, who, what? Come on, you know. So they got amazing power. They got amazing Houston management and excellent. And right now, I don't even pay attention. I don't even care. Because I know they're going to turn the corner. My prediction is they're going to be in the playoffs. So let's just wait till the playoffs happen. I don't even whatever. You know, they're going to be there. They're going to be there.
We got a lot of baseball to be played, and this is when the team. This is when the true character of a team comes together. Because it's easy to beat up on it right now, and that's why I'm not saying it. I know you know it's just like anything. Like you know, one possession at a time, and it's one pitch at a time, one base hit at a time, one good strong stand, one inning at a time. And I think they're going to get back to the basics. Once they get back to the basics, everything will start falling in place. Sometimes it takes you getting back to the basics. And once you remember those things, that's when things start falling back in place.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is we think about the conversation in sports in Delaware Valley. You got the Blue Coats champions. You got the Eagles in the Super Bowl. You got the Phillies in the World Series. You know, the Flyers had an okay year, right? They were kind of up there for a while. They were riding high.
They were riding high, yes, and we're going to continue, and I love it, man. Yeah, the Philadelphia sports is just amazing, like you said, and you know, like I said, the Phillies will turn it around, and I know the Eagles are going to have an amazing season. We got the right coach, we got the right quarterback, and so I just love where we at as a city. I love where we at as a tri-state community. And it's just all coming together. It's just a great time for sports for all of us.
Yeah, really, it truly is. Go ahead.
What happened to the Philadelphia Stars?
I remember them. That was well back. That was Miles Tannenbaum.
Everybody got quiet on me. They're like, what the hell is Cornell talking about? Like,
the Philadelphia Stars for USFL.
I do remember them. Yes.
That was Miles Tannenbaum's team. It was the USFL. That was that whole league went down the drain.
USFL was tough. USFL was tough when they first started out here in Philly. We had some players that transitioned to the Eagles, and it's just been. I'm telling you, when Philly just has a plethora of talent, we have so much to add on to. And look at our Philadelphia Union, the soccer team.
They had
an amazing season as well.
It's going. It's really so good to see and so good to hear. Tell me about the youth program that you're involved in. Like, how does one get involved with that? How's that orchestrated?
When I'll send you the page and you can go on. We have a QR code. They can scan the QR code and they'll go for their registration. We have ages 5 to 7, and this is co-ed, Andy. Our league is co-ed.
Okay,
we have ages 5 to 7, ages 8 to 10, ages 11 and 12, ages 13 and 14, and we have two awesome locations. Bellevue Community Center is one location, and Claymont Community Center is another location. They're about 7 minutes apart, and the kids are used to having home games and away games, and it's just a great league. And it's every Saturday. Both gyms start at 9 o'clock. The first game, the last game starts at 12 o'clock, and we out of the gym by 1 o'clock, and everybody can still enjoy their Saturday. So it's not like we're holding you down all day, and it's only $85 a kid, and we give you a jersey.
That's so nice. Yeah. That is just wonderful.
We could put that on the website too, Andy. Yeah.
We will.
Yep.
It's seven weeks.
So it's six weeks for the regular season, and then the seventh week is Championship Saturday.
Well, that's so great. Who coaches?
All my coaches right now, actually, while I'm talking to you guys, I'm watching all of my coaches in the parking lot, because Wednesday night is like practice for all the teams, and then they show up Saturday and play the games. It's called skills and drills. So most of the coaches are blue coat employees, and we all coach.
That's so great.
So you're getting that type of learning and teaching from NBA G League level coaches.
What an opportunity. What an opportunity. That's just terrific. Wow. That's so great.
I'm going to change the subject real quick. I want to ask you guys, what do y'all think about what happened on 95, I-95, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
I heard about that out here in Los Angeles.
I heard about it. It just shut 95 down, and it's been crazy here, because that's the only way most people know how to travel. Yes, 291, you can travel. You can go through the blue route and have to go around, because I did a basketball clinic in Allentown this morning, and it ran me through Chester and the back way just to get to the blue route, because 95 has been shut down, and it's been a challenge for a lot of people.
It's been a challenge for me, man, because, you know, on I-95, man, to get home where I stay at in Delaware, You know, it's crazy, dude.
You know, and you know, you never want nobody to lose their life. You don't want people to lose their livelihood. Yeah. So, you know, I just been, you know, I probably, like a lot of people, just been keeping everybody in prayer, even those responders that's been out there doing it, being out there for them individuals, you know, keeping them in prayer. No different than we're keeping everybody in prayer in Canada with the wildfires and things of that nature, and the challenges that the wildfires have caused all out in New York and the different areas. Of slowing down flights and things of that nature. So, you know, just a time in the world right now, like you talked about early, Andy, about all the different ideas and things, but for all of us to come together. And we just have to have a little bit more patience, a little bit more love, a little bit understanding with each other. And we just got to keep each other in prayer and keep everybody uplifted. And that's what I'm about as the ambassador of basketball for your Delaware Blue coach in the G League. My whole focus is always about how do I keep people uplifted? How do I keep people happy? And I love that responsibility that I have to do that.
What Joe was just saying, it's wonderful, and we got to pick up a couple calls here. It's wonderful that to be able to wake up every morning and make a living being you, you know, it's who you are, Joe. You know what I mean? Let's get a couple calls on the line here. We got some people on hold. Start right here. And hello, you're on the Andy Kimball Show. Who do we have here?
Hello, this is Angeline.
Who is this? Hello? I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Angeline Kamara.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. I'm just tuning in and listening. Thank you so much.
Well, it's great having you on board.
Hold on.
Dex and Andy, this young lady, she's part of the team. She is also.
Oh, how you doing?
Yo, Andy, tell them who you are, your title for the Delaware Blue Coats. Tell them this is an amazing young woman, and you're going to hear this name at the next level real soon.
Tell them who you are.
Yes, my name is Angeline Kamara. I'm the assistant coach, community coach for the Delaware Blue Coats. Me llamo Angeline Kamara, soy la asistente comunidad for the Delaware Blue Coats. Just happy to come in, tune in. Coach Joe is amazing. So thank you guys.
Wonderful. It's a pleasure having you aboard.
Andy, no, don't let it go yet. We got to ask her some questions. How does it feel to be the coach assistant for the Delaware Blue Coats, the champions?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
How does it feel in your position? How do you feel that you guys are champions right now?
It feels amazing. You know, Coach Joe, big mentor of mine, and as soon as I came in, he just taught me how to do the right thing. And, you know, for the team, it's all about the community, for the youth, and it feels amazing. I don't know how to describe it. It's just surreal. We finally got the chip, and it feels great.
It feels
that's
good,
terrific.
Man.
We're here celebrating and a wonderful, you know, it's for the community, for the team, just so great to see and to hear, and we're here to celebrate that with you. And we're going to bring one more person on with us, too, to join the party here. Let's see what else we got. Another call. Hello, you are on the Andy Kimball Show. Who do we have with us here? Hello?
Don't be shy.
Okay. Let's try this one. Hello, Andy. Who do we have here? Who's joining us now?
My name is Amon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Yes, how you doing?
How are you doing? I'm Amon. I also work with the Delaware Blue Coats, and Coach Joe is also my mentor as well.
The Delaware Blue Coats family, yes.
Wonderful. It's great.
So,
it's for celebrating.
Yes.
What do you do with the
book? Andy, this young man is so phenomenal. Almond, if you can, please tell them what you do with the Blue Coats and the new position you got. This is that championship. When y'all talked about what that championship title does for you, listen to this young man right here real quick.
My name is Almond Cousin. I go by Coach A in the community. I'm a graduate fellow for the Delaware Blue Coats, so I do a lot of work in the community. You know, pretty much listen to Coach Angie and Coach Joe. I also work in marketing, sponsorships, and merchandise. So just a little bit of everything. And I recently accepted a position to be a youth sports development associate with the New Orleans Saints and the Pelicans.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa. Congratulations,
whoa,
man. Hey, put that clap back on.
We do better than that. We do better than that.
That's better. Yeah. Celebrate bringing the blue coat. So you're not going to get penalized now, brother. I want to ask you a question. How does it feel to be a champion?
It feels amazing, but the reason why it feels amazing is because, you know, we're in there every day, sometimes 12-hour days, sometimes 16-hour days. We're looking at community work. We're looking at setting up the arena. We're looking at breaking down the arena. We have relationships with the players, and we cater to the fans as well. So we're a part of every single part of the business. So that championship is felt not only from the players, but from the staff and the fans too. And we just feel it from all parts of it. So it's big to us. It's almost embedded at this point. We champions. Nobody can take it away. Let's get it.
What made you want to get into the sport, it's a sport.
Personally, I always liked sports, but at one point I didn't think that I could work in sports because I was always told that it's hard to get in, and I didn't think that it could be me. And then one day I decided that it could be me, and we just made moves from that point. So I think that motivation that I placed on myself, that limit I placed on myself, made me want to go harder. So also being with such a good group, Coach Joe and Coach Angie, once I got to the professional level, it made me want to stay, made me want to go harder because we always challenge ourselves, and Coach Joe always make us want to get to the next level, and Angie always messing with me, so I always got to stay on top of my stuff.
That's awesome. Let me tell you something about Joe Richmond, man. He's the most positive, humblest dude. Every time I see Joe, he gives me, like, energy, man. He makes me feel like it's like he got some type of light behind him. He gives you inspiration just to do it. I don't care if you was a guy that want to fix tires. If you talk to Joe, he'll make you feel like, damn, I fix tires now. You understand what I'm saying? So he's a very positive inspiration on the community, for real, because he gives me inspiration. And that's real.
And I can completely agree on that.
We're going to pick up one more call here. Hold on a minute. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Here we go. You're on the Andy Kimball Show. Who do we have just joining us now? Hello, hello? Yes. You are on the air. Who's this? I don't know. Okay. Not coming through. We can't hear you.
Hello?
Here we go.
Can you hear?
Yes, yes. Who do we have on board here?
We can hear you.
Sounds like breaking up a little bit. Yes. All right. Okay. We tried. You might want to try us back. 515-605-9888. Anybody else wants to join the show? 515-615-9888. We've got Joe Richmond and a whole. We got half the Delaware Bluecoats here with us. The management.
I'm waiting for the mascot. Where the mascot at? He should get on the phone. I'm a fan of him.
But what a great, what a great, you know, just a great accomplishment. It truly is, folks. It's wonderful having you on board here with us to celebrate. I live in Los Angeles. Our studios are here in L.A. And when Amanda's with us, she's in the U.K. And Cornell's here in Delaware. But I'm from Philadelphia, born and raised in the great city of Philadelphia. Been in Los Angeles now for quite some time. I do love it out here. I must say, I love L.A. It's a little. It's taken me a long time to become a Dodgers and a Rams and a Chargers fan, the Lakers and the Clippers. It's, you hear a lot about that out here. But I got to tell you something. There's nothing, having been on both coasts, there is nothing like being a Philadelphia sports fan. They just can't hold a candle out here to what happens in Philadelphia. It just, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. It's like something great happens in the stadium, and everybody goes, yay, good.
Yeah, because if you don't, the fans will turn on you.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hey, Joe.
You can't leave that.
Yes, sir.
What are your plans now? Yeah, it's off season. So what are your plans now?
No,
you getting some time off?
You see, not really. You see our team. Like I said, we have some amazing people. I have an awesome. A group of individuals that I get to work with every day that I can actually, you know, in this business that the word is very loosely used, but when you talk about the Blue Coast, we are family. We're very close knit. And we just going back to work. Angie and Amon and I, and the rest of the team, we're out in the community. We have Coach Liam, Coach Jordan, Coach Kalia, Coach Milan, Coach Felicia, my big brother Mike, Coach Kev, Coach Steve, Coach Davion, Coach Rayshon, Coach Hank. We just have a slew of individuals that's with me. If I'm missing anybody, these are the individuals out in the community right now. My photographer Zach. I mean, we just have some committed young individuals that want to be a part of this thing called sports and entertainment. And no, we don't have any time off. And the one thing that I'm in that brought to your attention about our schedule, and that's what we put on ourselves. The Sixers don't put that on us. The Blue Coats don't put that on us. That's what we want. That's our level of excellence. That's what we want, because we want every fan to be a part of that energy, a part of that experience that's called the Chase Fieldhouse and your Delaware, your NBA G League champion Delaware Blue Coats.
Yes.
Fabulous.
My girl, Coach Jalissa. I forgot Coach Jalissa. That's my girl. She's not on the call, but I have a beautiful coach come out of Temple, Coach Jalissa as well. So, like I said, we just have an amazing team. Sorry about that. That name just came to me, and I was like, hold on, no, I missed somebody.
It's
wonderful,
yeah,
man.
Who just accepted the position with the Saints?
His name is Amon, like Common, is like Common, is pronounced Amon, Amon Crisden. And Amon was at 76ers camps when I met him. He'd been with the Delaware Blue Coats a little, going on 2 years or more. And he got an opportunity to get a dual position, is a dual role with the New Orleans Saints. And he was already a Saints fan. Shh, don't tell nobody. He was already a Saints fan anyway. So he's in heaven right now, but he also will be having responsibilities with the New Orleans Pelicans as well of the NBA.
That's fantastic. Amon, you still on board? Are you still on board, Amon?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
You still with us? Yeah, are you? So, please, that's one of my – I love that town. I love that city. Are you looking forward to going – you'll be moving there, right? You're going to be living in New Orleans? With that area?
I'll be heading over there first week in July. I'll be down south. I gotta take that 15-hour drive.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and you gotta do a couple of hurricanes for me at least, and some bangways, or I forget what you call them. I gotta tell you a funny story. I'm down in New Orleans, this is years ago. And I went to a place, and I couldn't pronounce, I forgot the name of what it was. So I went to that. There's a big, near Bourbon Street, it's a very popular spot that's known for them. And I walked in, and I said, I'd like to have some Ben Gay. And it's what? I said, like, you know, Ben Gay? They said, we don't have that here. I said, I thought you did. He said, no, there's a CVS across the way.
No way.
I forgot what you're called. I'm like, yeah, I want to try a Ben Gay. But anyway.
No, those Ben Gays are amazing.
But I do another show here where we feature a lot of music and we play some Cajun Zydeco music by folks like Buckwheat Zydeco and Terrence Simeon, and it's great, great music down there. Of course, the Neville brothers, you know, just fabulous music, fabulous food. It's great, great down there, and I wish you all the best with the Saints.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time down there. All the success in the world. And we'll have to stay in touch there, too. One of the things you're doing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I got family in
absolutely. Yes, there you go. There you go. That's right. Well, listen, we're off to it was a great season. Let's start thinking about the next season. As Joe was saying, we're big fans of the team and everything you guys do, not only on the court, but what your activities are and what your accomplishments are within the community you serve. We're all about that. We're right on board with you and anything you can possibly do on this show to further that championship. Again, not only on the court, but the championship, being champions within the community. And that's what it's all about. That's what sports is all about. That's what we're all about. And whatever we can do to help you with that, to further that, we're all about it. You don't be strangers on the show.
Please.
Yo, hey, Dex, like I said, I got some things for you guys. Andy, tell Amanda I miss her. I thank you guys for always being supportive from day one, for having me on the show, for always promoting and putting the flyers out there, anything I've asked you guys. And anytime you need me, please do not hesitate to reach back out. I would love to be a guest back on the show anytime.
We're going to do it. It's done deal, Joe. Done deal. Yeah, done deal.
Thank you so much.
Take care, man.
Your show, too.
That's right.
Would you say that?
That's right.
Your show, too. So you're more than welcome anytime.
Man, I greatly appreciate that from you guys. I know in this business, I know it's always said, but I truly love you guys, and I don't take our friendship for granted or lightly. And I'm truly honored and humble. They're truly always to be asked to be coming on here. And I'm blown away that my Blue Coat family jumped on here. I sent the link out and they got on here and they just finished up. So I truly want to, if they're listening, I want to shout out and say thank you guys.
Thanks for joining us. We have one more caller, Blue Coat. Hello, you're on the Andy Kimball Show. Who do we have just joining us now? Who's this? Hello? Yes, we hear you. We did hear you. I think you're breaking up a little bit. You're on the show. Do you hear us? Maybe not. Somebody else just joined, but I don't know who
Andy,
it is.
Before Joe go, we got to sing happy birthday to folks style.
Ready, everybody? Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Everybody's got to be singing. I should get my guitar. No, Joe, happy birthday to you, man. Happy Father's Day.
Yo, and the same to you guys. Enjoy your Father's Day. Enjoy the weekend. And thank you guys for the shout-outs. And I'll let's stay in touch. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too,
all the
Joe.
Best.
Thanks
for coming to my show. And again, congratulations.
Take care. Thank y'all so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, that was wonderful. Yes, anyway, Delaware Blue Coats, folks, Delaware Blue Coats. We spent an hour talking with champions of the G League, NBA G League. They work on the Philadelphia 76ers. And we're going to see if... hold on one, folks. I want to put everybody on a hold just for a minute here. Just give me a second because we got Cornell. I got to join him back into the show. Hold on. Okay. All right. Anyway, we're back. So, folks, listen, here's the deal. We're going to be doing another music show here, probably Thursday, that's tomorrow, or maybe Wednesday night. I'm not sure, but I hope everybody stays in touch. We have a bunch of amazing musicians lined up and great set lists lined up for the acoustic singer-songwriter show that we're going to continue doing here. And we're going to be integrating our talk show from time to time, where we do talk politics, we talk issues regarding social justice, human rights, inequalities in society, what's bothering some of us. So we're going to be talking about all these things. That's what we do. We try to, you know, on a mission to cure the wrongs of the world, to cure the, to give us all a lift up, to put us all on the same page, you know, to have intelligent conversations involving the exchange of ideas, not pointing one person against another person because they think ideologically in different platforms. So I'm hoping that you'll continue to join us here on the Andy Kimball Show now. And yes, Amanda is still on board, but we're just having a tougher time doing the – let me see. Hold on 1 minute. Well, I got Cordell. Let's see if we can bring him in. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. I didn't tell Cornell to get back on the show. He just called in on another number. We have a bunch of phone lines here. Join the show. We have a few minutes left. It's 515-605-9888. We were talking sports. We're talking basketball. We're talking Philadelphia. We're talking winners. And Joe Richmond is great. He's been a guest on the show several times now. Part of the team. Here comes Cornell joining us again. And hey, Cornell, welcome back on board.
Man, wasn't that amazing show, man? The Delaware Blue Coast, Joe Richmond, Ahmed, and what's the other girl name? That was a great show. I truly appreciate you guys for coming on the show. That was awesome.
Yeah, great, great, great conversation. You know, celebrating something so worthwhile, celebrating, you know, great, great success story for a great team and a great community. And as I said, drawing, you know, when they were on board with us, it's not only about their accomplishments on the court, it's about their accomplishments in the community and what they contribute and what their mission is, you know, and how they're making the team so accessible to the youth, you know, to the future stars of tomorrow. And I don't mean just stars on the field and athletically, I'm talking about stars in life, you know, and that's what the, that's what they do. It's a great organization. Delaware Blue Coats, look up their website, look up Delaware Blue Coats online. And, you know, we're here celebrating a championship, an NBA championship in the G League. So great. So great. Yeah. So, Cornell, we got to do this more often, my man.
Yeah, this was our first show back as the Andy Kimball Show. It came out great, man. This was awesome, man. You're the professional, and I'm the rock star clown.
Oh, no, it's just great, great, great doing it, man. It's, you know, I was going to say something. I don't remember what it was.
I recently had sex with this guy.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Who
was
that?
Tell us about it.
Yeah, here's our theme song of the day.
Hey, Mr. Nico, bop-a-dee-bop. I like it the way that you bop-a-dee-bop. I like it the way that you bop-a-dee-bop.
That's my favorite rapper. That's my favorite rapper. Oh man, this was a great comeback show.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a pee. Hey Andy, how does it feel? This was your first show in the car.
We've done this before. You've done this before, but it's great having a studio in the Tesla. And I want to give everybody again our call-in number when they need to.
Number 303-330 or 303-330 or BOO. Anyway, you got it.
Let's get that straight.
It's none of those numbers, Joe.
My time's up. I'm sorry.
Let's put on a little music to leave the show with, if that's possible in the studio.
It is possible. It is very possible.
Yes.
I have a song that if you can play, I know Queen, We Are the Champions.
That would be nice. I don't have that here in the mobile studio. I do not have that tune here. I can. Let's see what we got.
Okay.
Let's see what we got.
How about James?
Yeah. What is this? Let's see what this is. You have that.
Oh, that's
fine. You know what I'm thinking of this one?
And you do live very well.
Well, thank you. We tried.
Thank you.
We tried. You know, I do try. I'm thinking of a James Brown, man. I think that would be really hot. Wouldn't it be hot to play James Brown? Oh,
yes.
You know what I got from Joe Richmond? This. Come on.
Come on.
I can't hear it. It's too soft. Oh, it's not coming through. Oh, well. It was so well.
I like that song. We are live in our car. I know. We should be at the studio in Cali.
What's up, Doc?
Not much. We're hanging. Yeah. I got a great tune here. I got a really good tune here that I really love to play to you guys.
He's full of shit.
No, I seriously do. That was some Christmas music. Now, I got a song here. I'm looking for James Brown. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I love James Brown.
Yeah, so do I. Well, I'm looking for him. Uh-oh, is he back?
Back.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I just want to establish, for once and for all, this is a live radio program.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
How about a Kevin Michaels tune?
It's going to have good sex for the rest of their life.
Thank you. Okay, forget that then. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
I don't hear you. Okay, cool. Anyway, I was thinking of a tune here that would be great to go out with. And by the late, great James Brown, if I have it, let me see where he is here. No, that's not it. Well, maybe this is it. Wait.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What?
Yes.
Well, yeah,
I'll let you know within 5 minutes.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To attain your epic ass, can you describe your exercise regime?
I hire people. They do a website. It costs me $3.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, where'd it go?
The family legacy. Hey, everybody, go to Family Legacy on Facebook. Family Legacy minus CYBL. And join it. They love you. They're good people. Join it.
Yes. I'm glad you put that out there. I'm glad.
I will send it to you too, Andy.
Yeah.
So we can put it on the website. So.
Okay, that means you're kicking us off of here in 10 seconds. We got to go. Listen,
we
this has been
go.
Wonderful.
It's time to go.
And we'll see everybody soon. I'm not sure. Go to blogtalkradio.com/The Andy Kimball Show. Get our schedule. Tune in. We'll be back here with some interesting conversations, some great music. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Joe Richmond. Thank you, Delaware Glucose. We're part of the team. I know you're part of ours as well. Take care, everybody. We'll see you soon.
It.
And you know
bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. I hate long goodbyes. But I guess you got to go. We really do. All right. Take care. We're out of here.